This is 2EC. We play the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, on the 16th of October, there is a music festival coming to my beloved Tathra. It is called the Tathra Eternity Music Festival. It's being put on by Clean Energy for Eternity, and I have the founder of Clean Energy for Eternity with me in the studio, Dr. Matthew Knott. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm terrific, Bertie. How are you going?
Very well. Thanks for coming in and speaking to me about this.
Oh, it's a very, very exciting project we've got happening here. A lot of excitement in the music world. There's a few local music festivals happening, which is fantastic for the area. And we've got the Tathra Eternity Music Festival coming up on the 16th of October.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into the festival itself, tell me about Clean Energy for Eternity, because since I've been here on the South Coast, I've seen these slogans all over the place. I think it's fantastic, personally. And you see these little bumper stickers, 100% by 2030. You're the founder of Clean Energy for Eternity. Tell me how it came into being.
Well, I became interested in climate change, Bertie, in 2006. I was actually reading Tim Flannery's The Weathermakers on New Year's Eve at Tathra Surf Club. I was actually on surf patrol. And I just happened to read a book about climate change on the hottest day ever recorded at the Tathra Surf Club, 36 degrees.
36. Has that been since been beaten down there?
I'm not 100% sure about that.
Okay.
But gee whiz, it was a stinking hot day.
Yep.
And it was a really bad day to start reading a book about climate change. So I decided, I thought, well, I better read more than one book about this. So I read everything I could get my hands on from every angle, what the skeptics were saying, what the scientists were saying, what the politicians were saying, and I made up my own mind at that stage that climate change was a real problem, and that we needed to do something about it. So I went and talked to council about it. I organised with a loyal band of followers. We did a human sign on Tathra Beach in May of that year, and we had 3,000 people turn up to form the words Clean Energy for Eternity on Tathra Beach. We doubled the size of Tathra Beach for the day. And I thought, well, we're really onto something. You know, people interested in this. It's a pretty big deal to get 3,000 people to turn up for an event like that. And so ever since then, we've formed the community group called Clean Energy for Eternity. And we've been working at raising awareness about climate change, but really looking at community solutions to the problem. So we've been working hard at helping community groups set up with solar panels. So we've done all the surf clubs in southeastern New South Wales. We've done 16 fire sheds with solar panels, lots of community halls, primary schools, preschools. We've organised a couple of bulk buy deals to get help a couple of thousand houses set up with solar panels. And in 2016, we funded the Imagine Solar Farm in Tathra, which powers about a third of the sewerage works in Tathra, which is saving ratepayers money in reducing the electricity costs of council.
And you've also been helped along by the community fundraising at surf clubs, like you said, but also by the Bendigo Bank, I hear.
Well, we've been very lucky to get some major sponsorship for this Tathra Eternity Music Festival from the Bega and Pambula Bendigo Bank, and that's allowed us to get some great local acts in for this music festival, but also Neil Murray coming, which we're very excited about, bringing his four-piece band along to little old Tathra. So we're very excited about that.
So as it turns out, the music festival, as we were speaking off air a second ago, is going to be played directly opposite my house. I'm going to be able to sit on the balcony and watch this. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, you got to buy a ticket though, Bertie.
Yeah, no, I will. I'll come along. Let's talk about the festival for a second. So it's the 16th of October, kicks off at midday and runs for 9 hours.
That's right. We're finishing at 9 p.m., 9 bands, 2 stages, $40. There's going to be food provided. We've got some food vans turning up. You can buy alcohol there. There's coffee, pizzas, all sorts of different food. $40 for 9 hours of music. Pretty good deal, I reckon. And it's going to be non-stop action. A few surprises on the day. And it's going to be a really great day for Tathra. And We're hoping that an event like this helps pull the community together. You know, it's been a really tough time for a lot of communities on the coast, but particularly for Tarthal when we nearly got wiped off the map in 2018. Just at a time when we all wanted to come together to help each other, we had to separate because of COVID. It's been a really tough time. So we're hoping an event like this brings the community together, but we're also looking at using the funds that we raise to help with our ongoing campaign of getting community groups set up with solar panels. We're tackling the climate crisis panel by panel, Bertie, and we're aiming for this event to raise money for solar panels and battery storage for four separate rural fire sheds in the southeast. They're going to be, we're fundraising for solar panels and a battery for the Toowoomba RFS shed, the Angledale Stony Creek RFS, Numbugger and Tanja fire sheds. That'll take the list to 20 fire sheds that we've done.
That's remarkable, really. That is actually, you've achieved quite a bit since that light bulb moment you had in 2006.
Well, we're aiming to get every fire shed in the southeast set up with solar panels. And then, once we've done that, Bertie, we're going to look at this Eternity Music Festival as becoming a fundraiser to get Tarthal to a 100% by 2030 renewable energy target. We're using music to start a revolution here.
Now, you are not just you're an orthopaedic surgeon here in the Bega Valley, but you're also a musician as well, I hear.
Absolutely. I'm a member of an up-and-coming independent avant-garde ukulele band. And one of the reasons why I love organising these music festivals is that it gives my band, Surge, an opportunity to open up the festival.
Oh, okay.
So Surge are going to be one of the local bands playing at the Tarthal Eternity Music Festival. And I reckon we can put on a pretty good show for you. But we've got a great local lineup of bands. We've got Humans Being, One Generation, Lucky, Sam Stevenson, Reckless, and The Figments. We've got Tripoli coming down from Canberra, and Neil Murray will be headlining it. He's a founding member of the Warumpi band. I saw him playing at the Murrah Hall a few years ago, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. So very excited to get Neil Murray and his four-piece band along for the festival.
Absolutely. It sounds like a ding-dong cracker. Now, tickets will be available a little bit later, and I'm sure you'll have all the information up on Facebook. How about we talk again a little closer to the date?
Love to.
And then we can see if we can sell you some tickets.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to start selling. We haven't actually started on advertising. We're going to start pushing it in a couple of weeks' time. It's going to be $40 a ticket for 9 hours of music. Two stages, nine bands. It's going to be a great afternoon of entertainment.
Wonderful. Matthew, thank you so much for dropping by.
Fantastic. Bertie, thanks for having me on the show.